This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. For all the talking there's been about the budget cuts the past couple of weeks or so, there are a couple of things that probably haven't sunk in yet. One, what it's going to feel like once things really do kick in. And B, how long are we going to feel it? Well, if only there were some countries that have experience with big budget cuts.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up, Europe?
They call it austerity over there, more severe, obviously, than what we're feeling. But we're thinking there may be some object lessons to be had. Miguel Ancho Morado is a journalist in Madrid, Spain. Louise Williams is in Dublin, Ireland. Hello to you both.
Hello.
Good to talk to you, Kai.
So, Louise, we'll start with you. It's been, what, 4 or 5 years now of austerity over there, huh?
Yes, grinding austerity. I know we're moving into springtime. I'm looking at daffodils on my desk. They're yellow. They should be reminding me of kind of a lift in the air. But you don't feel it here. You really don't. It's a paring back and a paring back and a paring back of public services. And there's this sense here that it'll never end. You know, there's a real gloom in the air in Dublin and things are grim.
Miguel, is it that way there? I mean, it's been 2 years or so of austerity budgeting in Spain. Are you feeling the slow squeeze?
Yes, exactly. It is 2 years, so we are not in the same situation as in Ireland. But yes, we are, of course, feeling very much the pinch of these austerity measures. The problem is, in the case of Spain, that it's not easy to isolate the effects of the austerity cut, the spending cut, from the tax raises which accompany them in the case of Spain. So they in a way, they mistake one thing for the other.
Yeah. It's safe to say I think we're not going to have too many tax raises over here if things keep going the way they're going. But what has surprised you, Miguel, about what happens in a country when there is austerity like this? I mean, what is happening that you didn't expect?
Well, one thing is the discredit of politics in general. The fact that it is the government, the state, that is affecting this austerity agenda has led many people to lose confidence in the government, in the state, which in Spain is something new.
Yeah. Louise, same question to you. What has happened in the past 5 years that nobody expected would happen?
Well, I can, for myself, I don't know if you can say you can be surprised by passivity. But I'm really surprised that we've been so passive in our response to these cuts.
So, Louise, if I told you that Americans now are in the very beginning stages of this, what advice would you have for us as we embrace, I suppose, austerity measures of a sort over here?
Certainly from our experience here in Ireland is that there tends to be quite radical cuts are announced. And then there's very intense lobbying takes place. And then what we shift into is a process of negotiation and deliberations. And then we get a kind of a gentle chopping away of services, of public services. It's a very different situation here to what you're going through in the US. Mm-hmm. But this shifting sands just makes it very, very difficult for us, even as a nation, to know what's next.
Miguel, have you been following the news of this sequester thing that we have going on over here?
Yes, I have. Well, I think it's peculiar to the American system. We don't have that autonomy in deciding our own economy because we are part of the European Union. And in Spain, well, even when the politicians of our country, the elected representatives, don't want something to happen, that happens anyway. That's quite a different sort of problem.
Miguel Ancho Morado in Madrid and Louise Williams in Dublin, Ireland. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
My pleasure.